Rocking and rolling in our Pels Power Hour here on WWL. Ali Kozel, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans, now joins us. Ali, hard to believe we are back at it again. NBA season just around the corner. I can't believe we're talking about a preseason game in the Smoothie King Center on Monday.
Yeah, I'm excited. Look, it's been a hot minute since I've talked to you, so I knew that we went through a little bit of a quiet part, which is always the case,
right,
late August into September. But yeah, things have geared up, and I'm telling you what, I think people should be excited. I think this Pelicans small ball unit that it looks like we're going to see a lot of, whoever regardless is out there on the floor, is going to play good winning basketball. At least that's what I'm hearing from everybody.
Yeah, that's a good point to start off, because I think obviously the lack of a big-time center, I think, has been a lot of the talk for this Pelicans squad. But you mentioned with this small ball lineup, can this team survive in the wild, wild west without that high-noted big-time big man? Obviously, they do have some talent on the roster, but was definitely seemed like a glaring deficiency on this team.
Yeah, look, I mean, you still have to wonder, right, how are they going to fare against, say, Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets when you play Minnesota, right? They go Gobert, and I know they just trade away Karl-Anthony Towns, but look, they're also going to have Julius Randle, Naz Reid, and there's several other teams, right? Joel Embiid, how are you going to stack up against them? But from what I understand is they're not worried. They think that Daniel Tice, honestly, can handle a lot, and I'm hearing that Trey Jameson, who I don't know if Pelicans fans remember, he was here in New Orleans for at least a little bit before he went on to Memphis Grizzlies, but he saw a lot of time and he got a lot of real minutes last season. So they feel like when you've got to face a legitimate center, that they'll be able to hold their own. And here's the big point. They have a defense that is crafted basically from their wings. These wings are the ones that prevent from opponents getting too many, especially multiple shots inside the lane, right? They can't get in there because our guys basically get in front of them, keep them in front of them so they don't get to the rim. And that's what they're banking on. And if they can do that, and I think DeJounte Murray is going to help, even though they've lost Dyson Daniels, Najee Marshall, then I think they're going to be fine. The real key, like they've been saying through these first couple of days of training camp, Steve, is rebounding, right? Can you box out? Can you limit the opponent to just one shot per possession more times than not? If they can, I think they'll be fine.
You mentioned the rebounding, a guy that has beefed up on this team. We kind of talked about it, me and Cullen, a little bit. Trey Murphy, up to 215 pounds. I know he said, obviously, I'm not going to be this huge post stopper for the team, but he's willing to hold his own down there.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's a perfect point. Because, right, you're not going to ask him to play small ball center, play Larry Nance's role, or whoever that should be at the five. Because that's still undersized, right? We know that you have to be 250 pounds. But what you need is just basically to be able to box out, to keep and hold your position when you're going up for rebounding, when you're fighting for inside battles, to be stronger and to have enough girth. And we know Zion can do that. But you have to wonder a little bit about the rest of the team. But when Trey Murphy's added, say, about 10 pounds from the previous season, and I think a lot, some of the other players have gotten stronger. I heard even B.I.'s gotten stronger. That's going to help. And that's what you're going to have to hope for, right? Because – look, Oklahoma City did it last season, and I think that's what you look for, right? Small ball teams have a chance when you can do enough of what you've got to handle, just like the Golden State Warriors when you had Draymond Green playing the five. If you can just keep the opponent from getting too many easy baskets, and that's, like I said, on drives and, of course, offensive rebounding, then I think you're going to be fine. And this team in the past has always done well, even when they haven't had Giannis, right? Steve, I've got to put this point across. Giannis barely played towards it. End of last season, yet the Pelicans really went on a nice run to finish the season strongly before, of course, they failed in the play-in tournament, or I should say the playoffs. But to get to that point, I think they're going to be fine.
Ali, I got a question that might not be on everybody's mind, but it is on mine. We're looking at this lineup. We got Murray, McCollum, Ingram, Williamson. We got Messi. I want to hear about Reeves. I want to hear about that draft pick, because I've heard a comp recently down here. It's not a basketball comp. It's a draft comp about how LSU is wide receiver U and Kentucky is basically like SGU. It's like there's two things guaranteed in life other than death and taxes, and that's LSU will print wide receivers and Kentucky will print guards, good shooting guards. And I know all eyes are going to be on the starting core, but what are we seeing with Reeves?
Yeah, so with Reeves, first of all, he shined brightly, I thought, in Las Vegas. He was definitely one of the best players. That's where we were hoping Jordan Hawkins, especially being in his second summer league a few months ago, would have shined brighter, but he didn't, right? He struggled a little bit. Antonio Reeves, I thought, played even better than Hawk. So that bodes well. look, I don't have to tell anybody, if you can score at Kentucky and you're one of their best players, and of course he left that program as one of their leading all-time scorers, even though most of their players move on, right? They just play a year or two. But still, it says a lot to me, because that's the best competition in the world, right? SEC basketball. And this guy, when you watched him play in Las Vegas a few months ago, you could see he was unfazed, right? He plays the game. He doesn't play above the rim. He doesn't have that ultra-quick burst, like, say, even the DeJounte Murray. But what he does do well is he plays well within in his own game, to where he's got that kind of jerkiness, that decisive yet deceiving ball handling, can get to the rim one way or another. But the best thing is he can shoot from any part of the floor. So that's what you like. And I feel like that's where the Pelicans are going to be fine. Look, last year they finished fourth in three-point field goal percentage. The problem was they just didn't shoot enough threes. This year, I know that they're going to shoot more. They're not going to be feeding the post. They're not going to be attacking the rim unless it's on drive. So you're going to have to shoot more three-pointers. And I think this team's built to do that. If they do that, just like OKC did last year, I think offense is going to be one of the best in the league, right? Offense is not going to be a problem. So guys like Antonio Reeves, I'm not sure if he'll crack the rotation, right? You got to jump over Jordan Hawkins, maybe even like a Javonte Green. But if he can, then that's going to bode well, right, for the Pelicans, because that competition means if he emerges from that, that means he's deserving the spot, and he's going to be able to knock down shots. Whoever plays for Willie Green that's primarily a shooter like Hawkins, like Reeves, I guarantee you they're going to be comfortable in their role, and they're going to have success. And we're going to see it in the preseason, hopefully. But Reeves, I know down the road, I think that's where I've got him circled for, right? I think that's where the Pelicans are so hopeful about him. Because I think C.J. McCollum, right, he's got a couple more years left on his contract, but somebody's going to have to fill his role, right? You can't be paying $30 million to the next guy because of all the guys that are above him making that similar type of money. So guys like Reeves, Hawkins, one of those two are going to have to emerge, and I really like Reeves' chances.
Awesome stuff. Looking at the big man, obviously, everybody excited about Zion Williamson after what he was able to accomplish last season, staying on the court, and you could just tell he has a different attitude, different mindset. Maybe now even being a father kind of helps him being a more mature player that cares about his conditioning, cares about his body and taking care of himself. Really looking forward to seeing how he can build onto that heading into this year. And I know a lot of folks have even talked about him trying to improve his game, getting a better outside shot.
Yeah. Look, Zion, I know, is entering his sixth season, and he's not lived up to expectations, right? Everybody expected for him to enter the NBA and become, honestly, one of the faces, kind of like John Morant.
Yeah.
But because of injury, that didn't happen. But the other key reason was, honestly, he just wasn't in his – even close to his best shape, right, conditioning-wise. So he says he's going to get to 270 pounds, which is going to be far below the 284, 285 that he started with during his rookie season, right? And that was, you know, 5 years ago. And if he can do that, I think we're going to see a guy that's got more stamina throughout a game. We're going to see him be able to play on both sides of the ball. And that's what he even believes. He's like, when I'm honestly at my optimal type of playing weight – I got more energy. I can give more on both ends. And we saw that, right? That's been the part of the problem, Steve. We've had Zion where on offense, yeah, he's usually an unstoppable force. But defensively, right, there wasn't that same kind of burst motivation, inspiration, where it led to a lot of good results. And that especially showed up in the rebounding department. But now that he's, like I said, probably feeling more energetic, going to have more stamina, that's going to help. And that's going to help be able to for the Pelicans to play small ball, right? Trey Murphy gaining weight. That's positive. Zion losing weight, that's a positive. And helping this new style that I think we're really going to see to honestly enjoy some success. Because that's what it's going to take, right? Guys playing at their optimal weight and not being able – or excuse me, being able to hold your own, right, when you're battling the opponents. So, yeah, Zion, I'm telling you what, I really feel like this is going to be his first All-NBA campaign. I know he's been an All-Star before, but being one of the top 15 players in the league, he hasn't done that yet. I really think he's going to check that box this year.
No, I love it. I'm right there with you just because, Ali, like I said, he just seems to get it now. I, obviously, being a young player coming into the league, a lot was thrust upon him, and so much was made about the guy's weight, his bad eating habits, whatever. But now it just seems, even last year, he just – something has clicked for him, and he's really just understands what it really truly takes to be a pro.
Yeah, honestly, every time we've talked to either him or people around him, really, honestly, that game against the Lakers in that that in-season tournament, that was the trigger point, right? The Pelicans weren't playing bad ball leading into that tournament because they had turned their season around about a month before that. But they fell flat on their faces on national TV. And Zion, more than anybody else, looked just so unenthusiastic, just didn't look like he was even out there trying. And I think that sank, honestly, in the depths of his soul, right? When you grow up being a guy who's compared to the all-time greats, when your mom is giving you videos of, you know, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, right? Some of the real all-time greats. And your expectation is you should be on that level. And when you don't meet it, and look, last year he was in his fifth season, right? And that all has to come and weigh on you. And I finally think all of those things came together and the light bulb turned on. So ever since then, right, we've seen Zion last year, for instance, he got in better shape as the season progressed. But this year, he's going to finally start a season where he's going to be in tip-top shape. He's going to have more confidence than ever in his game because he didn't spend a summer rehabbing. So, like I said, I think we're going to get the full Zion experience this year.
Yeah, a guy that I know who had to be rehabbing, Brandon Ingram. Just curious, his health right now, I'm pretty sure he's good to go, all, you know, full systems ahead with him. But also, where does he kind of fit now on this offensive team?
Yeah, so mentally is where all my questions resided, right?
Okay.
We saw the turbulent summer. He still has not gotten an extension, and there was honestly no real interest in him from other teams around the league once free agency started. And, of course, for a guy that's made max money, been either the top player or the second-best player on a team his entire NBA career, that really probably resonated with him to the point where he had to do some deep soul-searching. And he kind of told us that on media day. He spent this summer, and he honestly said it was the best summer of his life. He said he finally feels at peace to where he knows that he's just going to go and be himself, that he doesn't have to go and either listen to somebody's advice and try to meet their expectations or what have you. But it, like I said, I expected for a guy to honestly have a lot of, you know, kind of divisive answers, right? Because we gave him tough questions, right? Are you worried about your career here in New Orleans? Contract status, all this. And he seemed to honestly answer all of them with ease. So from that standpoint, I'm honestly not worried at all about him being a disruption. But you're right. Now it matters. How's he going to fit on the floor? And for a guy that honestly was, I think they're basically their point guard on the floor last season, right? He was directing the offense. That's going to be the biggest adjustment for him because now you've got Zion who's ready, right, to handle the ball. That's where last year it took a couple months before I think the coaching staff felt Zion could handle the offense to initiate it at times. But now you've got Zion in that great conditioning. And, of course, you've got DeJounte Murray. B.I.'s going to have to take kind of a back seat. But what he's going to be able to do, I think, is play off of these guys to where now you're going to have more catch and shoots. Now you're going to be able to get the ball in your spots on the floor and not be looking at two or three defenders. You're not going to have, you know, say some of these toughest defenders in the league. And like Lou Dort, for instance, the way he got shut down against OKC in the last playoff series. Now you're going to be able to have more freedom. And I honestly think he's going to enjoy a pretty good season. The only question I've got, Steve, is he just going to shoot enough threes? Because that was one thing that I think everybody was saying, even on media day. He's got to shoot more. Willie Green said it. And I think B.I. even knows that. So if he shoots enough threes like he used to average about 6 threes per game when he won Most Improved Player his first season in New Orleans and the season after. But those numbers slipped from them. But if he could get back to that, I think that's going to be very fruitful for the Pelicans' offense. And also, it's going to help him land a better contract, right? He's going to score more efficiently, and he's not going to bog down the offense or just be relied upon to do it. If he's just within the flow of the game, I think everything's going to work more seamlessly from there. And, of course, that's all going to pay off, right? Pelicans are going to be more winners. He's going to probably get that contract either from the Pelicans or another team sometime between now and next year.
Well, Ali, definitely appreciate the time. We'll be talking to you soon and looking forward to more of this coverage. And we got a preseason game on Monday. Like I said, hard to believe it's here already.
Yeah, I can't wait because guess what? Orlando Magic, they've got size, right? And that's a team where B.I. last season got that injury. But before that, the Pelicans always struggled to beat this team. So I'm actually loving the matchup for them. It's going to be a good first test.
Yeah, back-to-back, too. Then they go at Orlando for the next preseason game. Always appreciate it, Ali. Thank you so much, and have a great night, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You do the same. Have a good weekend.
For sure. Credentialed NBA writer who covers the Pelicans, Ali Cosell. You can follow him on Twitter, at Ali Cosell. That's OLEHKOSEL on Twitter.